Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
In the painstaking process of selecting a jury in the Boston Marathon terrorism trial, more than 1,300 people have been screened, more than 120 excused. The decision in the marathon trial has been to try defendant Shokhar Tsarnaev in Boston. And since this is a federal death penalty case, anyone who opposes capital punishment in principle can't serve on the Tsarnaev jury. Some final thoughts now about the consequences of terrorism years after the event. We return to our two Boston area residents who have very different feelings about being on the Tsarnaev jury. Mackenzie Loy is an athlete who ran in the Boston Marathon in 2013 and 2014 with the Tufts Marathon team.
I thought about that a lot as it hits the news. A lot of my friends and my family have talked about it. It's something that I would cope that I don't have to deal with, and haven't really wanted to consider what, you know, I would do if I was chosen, just because it has such an emotional component.
There's no chance Mackenzie Loy will be on that jury, neither for Joanne Pomodoro, a clinical social worker at Massachusetts General Hospital. She volunteered her time to provide counseling to those affected by the 2013 marathon bombing, and she ran in the Boston Marathon herself last year.
I have a full range of emotions. I'm sure everyone else feels the same way. I'm pretty curious about the whole process and curious in the way that, a fair jury and how they would go about doing that. But I think that if I were selected, I think I would be able to be objective and sit on a jury.
Thinking about the shock and outrage for the citizens of Paris right now from last week's terrorist shooting there, what is this sacred responsibility for a juror in Boston to have a chance to make a judgment about an event that affected so many Bostonians? Mackenzie begins.
I think that's appropriate that the community is the one that passes judgment, so to speak. You know, that's what the justice system and having the right to a trial here is you are judged by your peers. We all live together. We are a community. I don't know how fair it may be. I think that's something to have an impartial jury would be very, very difficult. And I've not practiced separating my, emotional and personal life from how I react. I had a lot of family who was at the finish line expecting me to come through at that time. And I'm very happy that I was a little bit slow. But to keep rethinking about that, it's something that my dad and I ran again last year, really just for closure and to finish what we started and prove that to ourselves. And I think to have to relive through that again is something that I don't know if our community is ready for it, but it does need to happen.
You know, in thinking about the millions of people who marched in the streets in Paris to focus on free speech and to express outrage over the shootings in Paris last week, you know, in a sense, the 12 people on the jury in the Tsarnaev case are going to have an opportunity like almost no other, that they're going to be able to make a decision which specifically affects somebody who was responsible for an incident like this. Those marchers in Paris were, you know, talking about an issue that is very tangible, but ultimately it's kind of abstract. Don't you think in some ways, as a juror, you're a part of that march in the streets to oppose terrorism, Mackenzie?
Yes, but in the end, it is you who's making the decision. And, you know, everybody is expressing their opinions in one way or another. But ultimately, it's how you feel about the facts. But you have to know that what you are doing is affecting someone's life. And I don't necessarily think that I would act in retribution. I think you have to try and take that out as much as possible.
You know, I feel like I'm in some jury room listening to you hash this out. Joanne, what are your responses to the question I just asked Mackenzie? And do you have any sense of how this relates to what's going on in Paris?
Terrorism is terrorism. And no one ever expects such a thing to happen. In a larger scale, it was the marathon. In a smaller scale, these were regular, it was a regular day for regular people living their lives and being caught up in a political issue. And they were innocent. And so for me, if I were to sit on the jury and I had all the facts and I was given everything, I mean, this is what our system is about. I think that's what Mackenzie brought up earlier. This is our justice system. You know, you get a jury of your peers. That's the way the law is. And you can't have it both ways. So if that's the way it is, then you get the jury and the jury does their job, hopefully. If everything points to a guilty verdict and the next phase is the penalty phase, quite frankly, I don't have a problem with agreeing with the death penalty. I do. I think it's important in many cases to be able to have that as a punishment because it's the ultimate punishment for the ultimate crime.
Runners are innocent. They had nothing to do with politics. They certainly weren't trying to provoke anyone. Are the writers and journalists at Charlie Hebdo, in your sort of gut feeling about this, any less innocent than those runners in Boston, Joanne?
Freedom of speech, that's what our world is about. And, you know, making statements seems to be on the world stage right now. And so terrorism is pretty frightening. These terrorists were prepared to die and they want to pay the ultimate price. I think freedom of speech should be, you know, it's respected. I just think everything's changing in the world. There's a lot of people that don't agree with something someone says. And so violence is not the answer, but it seems that that's the way these terrorists go.
It seems like the Boston bombers were prepared to die, Mackenzie. Does that change your view here in how you would look at this case?
I mean, when someone has those motives and it was all laid out, yes. Like I said, I would, you know, absolutely convict them. But I don't, like I said, I'm for the death penalty in this abstract way. I do think it is the ultimate punishment. And when you do something, you know, either on the world stage or in America, I think it's important to have that example and to set that example. At the same time, I do think that life in prison and having that restricted freedoms of the things that we all hold so dearly, I think that is enough of a punishment.
Do you think there's closure? And I'll ask this as the last question to both of you. Do you think there's any closure in the criminal justice system and a particular kind of closure in being on that jury for either of you, Mackenzie?
I feel like it would be just another phase, another part of the story that you just want to end. I think that people may think that it would provide some closure. And, you know, maybe they'd want to be on the panel for that closure. But I think that for me, running the marathon, that was, you know, I'm finishing this year and next year, you know, I'm going to run again, not in Boston, but in the Paris Marathon. And I'm going to keep on running. So I don't think the story ever truly ends. And I think if you're looking for this panel, this jury, this trial to provide a solid ending to a horrible story, I think you will be disappointed at the end. And it'll just keep going. And it's one of those things that, you know, we need to see out, but it will never end. It's something that's going to always have affected people, continue to affect people who are around the area. It's going to continue to affect, you know, how we view events that are happening domestically and internationally.
Joanne, closure for you?
Nope. I think you heal along the way, but I'm still working with victims from the marathon bombing. And there's no closure to PTSD. It's is healing. And there's a lot of pain there, physical pain and psychological pain. Lots of psychological pain that is not visible. And so there are services out there still, and I want to stress that if I can. Because of that, I think this is ongoing. You can't forget the faces and you can't forget what happened that day. But as time passes, I think you start to heal. As far as this case goes, that's yet to be seen. This is, you know, catastrophic. And I think, again, it's pieces of healing.
Joanne Pomodoro and Mackenzie Loy, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.